Time now for Legislative Report, and with us today is Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser. He represents the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Menser, you were recently reelected by FIA to a position that you've had there on the board. Can you talk to us about that, and what do you do in your role with FIA?
Sure, Greg. Well, I was appointed by the House of Representatives leadership back in 2018 to serve on the FIA board, and I became its vice chairman 4 years ago. I serve alongside the chairman, who is Senator Fontana from the Pittsburgh area. Now, FIA stands for Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, and its purpose is to distribute and service loans and grants allocated by the governor and the legislature to students that qualify. It was established in the early 60s and has had a long history. In addition to serving students in Pennsylvania, it also services student loans throughout the country. Now, FIA has revenues of about $120 million, and it has assets of $35 billion. So my function on the board is to help oversee the executive committee and participate in other committees of the board. And then we work closely with the executive team at FIA. FIA does generate a surplus in most years, which we then were able to provide educational services and teach students where to get loans.
Many of your constituents and many Pennsylvanians are busy filing their tax returns, and now's the time when we see many tax season scams. How can citizens protect themselves from these scams?
Well, Greg, you know, it's getting harder for people to determine what is a scam and what is not a scam, especially for seniors. And then it's determined which communications are real and which ones are scams. So I just have a couple of examples of the types of scams used to try to gain information masquerading as the IRS. Many times, IRS impersonations will come to you by email or text. Scammers send emails and texts that appear to be from the IRS. These usually have some alarming language directing people to fake websites where they try to gain our personal information. Simply do not respond. And there's one thing we can always remember. The IRS only uses the regular mail to contact you. Another one that comes to me frequently is fraudsters often try to exploit tragedies and disasters by creating fake charities and collecting donations and personal information. You know, remember, charitable donations only count if they go to qualified tax-exempt organizations. So you have to do a little background check to see if the charity that you're being solicited for actually has those numbers and it's not someone just trying to scam you. There are many ways to get scammed, as we all know, particularly us seniors who aren't as up to date on technology as others. But remember this, the IRS will only contact you by regular mail, so don't be tempted to answer texts, emails, or phone calls.
Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser, thank you for being with us on a very informative legislative report.